Here's Check on Sports this morning on Robinhood Radio. A congratulations to all the voters in the Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball. The votes were tallied yesterday and tabulated, and the Baseball Hall of Fame has a new class of one. Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz was inducted in his first year with almost 78% of the vote. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling all falling to make the 75% cutoff point in their final year of eligibility. In the case of Clemens and Barry Bonds, it was drugs. But in the case of Schilling, it's simply his politics, and I'm not so sure that that was such a good call, because without Schilling, the Red Sox would not have won that first World Series. So we'll have to see how it all hangs out. But now, that's bad news for Alex Rodriguez. He's primed to take over the roles vacated by Bonds and Clemens. He'll be the guy with the career who watches his vote totals inch up year after year as younger and more forgiving voters enter the process. But in the end, given the precedent now set by Bonds and Clemens, he'll probably be another victim of his own hubris. Had either of them made it in, Rodriguez would have been deemed the biggest winner from this year's results. Regardless how the football season ends, the 49ers still plan to swap Jimmy Garoppolo for Trey Lance. The quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, led his team to victory, but despite defeating the Green Bay Packers and playing through injury, it doesn't seem likely his recent performance will change the fate of rookie Trey Lance taking his place in the depth chart. Sean Payton on coaching: that's not where my heart is right now. He said that's not where his heart is. He's resigned as head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Other teams are looking after him. But it looks like he wants to go into broadcasting for a year or two. The Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll has his second interview with the Giants. Seemingly has become the front runner now for the vacant New York head coach position. Antonio Brown says the Bucs offered him over $200,000 to seek a mental health treatment, and he posted photos in the Ravens uniform about 24 hours ago. Receiver Antonio Brown is back in the news after being interviewed by Bryant Gumbel in a new edition of Real Sports on HBO Max. Taking a look at action that took place in the NBA yesterday, local teams that were in action, the Celtics crushed the Kings 128-75. Now coming up today in the NBA, the Knicks take on the Heat at 7:30, and the Nets take on the Nuggets at 8 p.m. The Lakers beat the Nets yesterday 106-96. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Devils fell to the Stars 5-1. The Islanders beat the Flyers 4-3. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, the Bruins and Avalanche play at 10 p.m. Tomorrow in the National Hockey League, the Rangers take on the Blue Jackets. The Devils take on the Lightning. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.